Maria, we will pray for Roberto.
Good thing Roberto was wearing his brown scapular when the truck hit him.
Mama, we can cash in my bonds to buy masses to get Pop out of purgatory if necessary.
Mother of God, have mercy on my dearly departed husband, and quickly take his soul out of purgatory.
Roberto was a good Catholic. I believe we can pray to him now.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope.
Because I love you, I must tell you that Mary was godly, but Jesus is our life, sweetness, and hope. Mary cannot hear prayers, and we should only pray to God. Idolatry is worshipping anyone or anything other than God, which could include praying, bowing before and kissing images, and so-called veneration. It will send you to hell unless you repent and find true forgiveness.
Holy Mother of God!
You must repent and stop trusting in and praying to Mary, as well as kissing the crucifix on Good Friday. Ask God to forgive you, because the priest cannot.
My sister, you left the one true church founded by Jesus on Peter the Rock.
Maria, I could not remain in any religious system that teaches contrary to the Holy Scriptures. We must worship God in spirit and in truth, where the real plan of salvation is taught. Jesus taught there are only two gates, two roads, two groups of people, and two eternal destinies. There is no purgatory, and most people go to hell.
The priest never told us that. What about sacred tradition and Peter, the first pope?
The Bible contains God's eternal truths about salvation for mankind. We must avoid so-called traditions that contradict the Bible. Peter was married, and James was the leader of the first church council. There was no pope in the early church. We must turn from all of our sins and place 100% of our trust in Jesus alone for salvation. Mary, church membership, and the sacraments can't save us.
We have our own religion.
We have our own religion.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. He's the only mediator between God and men. The Fatima visions dangerously teach Mary is the way to God, in contrast to what Jesus taught. Peter wrote two books of the Bible, but never mentioned Mary. The Mass claims to be an unbloody sacrifice for sins, but there is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. No more sacrifice is needed, since Jesus shed his blood and died on the cross. I share these eternal truths with you because of my love for you, my dear sister. If I hated you, I'd say nothing.
When you left the church, Mother cried and said you were in a cult. But that is not true. I believe you. We want to do what is right and go to heaven when we die. The Bible can't be wrong. God, help us.
Let's sincerely pray now, asking God for mercy and committing our lives to serving Jesus. Nothing could be wrong with praying only to God or Jesus, as the Bible teaches. God, have mercy on us.
God, have mercy on us.
Lord Jesus, save us from our sins.
Lord Jesus, save us from our sins.
We trust you alone for our soul salvation.
We trust you alone for our soul salvation.
Church membership, the sacraments, Mary, etc. cannot save us.
Church membership, the sacraments, Mary, etc. cannot save us.
We will faithfully follow and obey you, Jesus, until death.
We will faithfully follow and obey you, Jesus, until death.
Then heaven will be our eternal home.
Then heaven will be our eternal home. I love you, sis. Teach me more.
I love you, too. I'll be glad to help you better understand the Bible. Many Catholics needlessly continue in unscriptural ways, praying to Mary, believing in purgatory, attending Mass, bowing before images, wearing the brown scapular, etc., because they have never taken the time to sincerely seek out the truth as declared in the Bible. However, for the ones that have and acted upon the Word of God, there is salvation and forgiveness of sins. If you are a Catholic, what could be wrong with going directly to the actual teachings of the Lord Jesus and His apostles, as found in the Bible, and acting on them above all others? Sincerity alone will not bring about salvation. There are many sincere but unsaved religious people in various denominations and religions. Such people claim to believe in God, but don't know Him as a true child of God with salvation. The Bible was written to make us wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:15. While it might seem to make perfect sense in the natural that we can pass our love and worship on to the one represented by a statue, this is not the way God has chosen for us to do these things. Bowing before and kissing an image is condemned by Scripture as idolatry. Furthermore, such actually is an expression of hatred towards God, Exodus 20, 4 and 5, even though it is done unknowingly. God wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth, John 4, 23. Scripture declares we show our love for Jesus and God by obeying their commands, John 14, 14, 1 John 5, 3. It is somewhat common for Catholics to think a person who left the Catholic religion has joined a cult or some false religion. Perhaps at times, this is a clever design to stop others who know that person from considering their scriptural arguments. Certainly, for the ones who find salvation through reading the Bible and placing their faith in Jesus, such a departure from Catholicism is based on truth and fear of God, as defined in Scripture. It is out of love for the person that former Catholics who are Christians share the truth that were spoken to Maria. If her sister hated her, she wouldn't say anything and just let her continue in these false ways, which will end in spiritual disaster. To label such a concerned Christian a Catholic basher or the like is nothing but a slanderous, untrue charge. All people, regardless if they are Catholic or not, vitally need to know the truth about salvation. It is the Christian's responsibility before God to spread these scriptural truths to every person, regardless what denomination they are in. Such truth can seem very disturbing for those who are embracing falsehood and desire to remain there. The Catholic Church teaches that Mary is the gate between heaven and earth and ascribes many other unscriptural titles and concepts to her. Another very common one is that she is our life, sweetness, and hope, as expressed in the Rosary. Such is not the Mary of the Bible, but a horrible and dangerous distortion of the truth about the mother of Jesus of Nazareth. In contrast to all of these Catholic concepts about Mary being connected with our salvation, we have the Word of God, which states such belongs uniquely to the Lord Jesus. The object of our faith is clearly shown in the New Testament to be the one who died on the cross for our sins and rose again from the grave. He is the one who was preached about by the apostles, for salvation is only found in Jesus, Acts 4:12. Concisely stated, these are the facts that God wants all people to know. We must get biblically saved and then stay saved to enter His paradise kingdom after physical death. Sadly, though, staying saved doesn't always happen. Many people truly turn from their sins and submit their will to the Lord Jesus as they trust Him for salvation, but afterwards they depart from the faith and go back to their old sins. Such apostates, or former Christians, need to know that there will be no entrance into God's kingdom for them apart from following Jesus and remaining faithful to Him to the end. They must again repent and come back to God, as the prodigal did, to become alive again, Luke 15, 24 and 32. To be saved, that is, actually enter God's paradise eternal kingdom, a true disciple must endure the hatred that will come for following Jesus to the end of his life, Matthew 10, 22, Hebrews 3, 14. All of these truths and much more are found in the New Testament. What one does with the message of the Bible will indeed affect his eternal destiny. This includes you. God bless you. For more information, please come to our website,